Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So we were talking about sounds, excuse me, that people like or don't like. Are you familiar with what they call the Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, or ASMR?
Pretty much, yeah. But explain it to other people.
Okay. Some refer to it as a brain orgasm.
Okay, I'm familiar with that.
Some people feel like a static-like or tingling sensation on the top of their head when someone brushes their hair or whispers to them. The feeling could travel down the arms and spine and makes them feel very relaxed. Some call it a sparkly feeling. It might happen when you hear somebody crinkle a piece of paper or when someone traces a word on your back. This phenomenon is one that has captured the attention of psychologists and other researchers over the last decade or so. Now, there's a lot of these videos that you can find on the web.
When a sexy woman whispers in your ear something, that's pretty cool.
It's more than that. Okay, these are just odd little sounds.
Okay.
Odd little sounds.
Are they sounds or is it touch?
Sounds. In many cases, it is sounds because you can find them on YouTube and whatnot. There is a boom of online videos of ASMR triggers. Many of these videos show someone whispering or lightly tapping on the camera or a microphone, stroking their hair, folding napkins, or showing you a thimble collection. I don't get that.
I don't get any of this. None of that stuff turns me on. A whisper of a sexy chick turns me on.
But that's different.
Well, you said it was one of those sounds, right?
I didn't say anything about a sexy chick.
You said a whisper in your ear that gives you...
I didn't say anything about a sexy
chick.
Well,
if you whisper in my ear...
I'm not a chick. You're sexy, I got to keep reminding you of that.
I know you do.
Not okay. There.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Okay, this first list I found when I Googled up ASMR triggers.
Yeah.
And I will admit to this one. Bob Ross.
His voice.
It's a calming sensation. I get it.
That was the Tinky Winkies, too. The bye-bye. That old bit there. Our buddy Mark Gross used to talk about that. But if you watch that show back in the day, it was like, oh, okay.
No, I'll dial up some Joy of Painting and just sit there and mellow out, man. Yeah.
People post comments online about how these ASMR videos help them to relax, de-stress, and fall asleep. That included people who said they've been diagnosed with anxiety disorder or insomnia.
No. Yeah, that voice right there.
Yeah, that's pretty annoying.
That's annoying.
There's still very little data published on it, but these videos and whatnot are all over. They don't know exactly what's going on when someone is experiencing the ASMR tingles.
Does that include the... Oh, that's not tingles, though. The white noise? The white noise just kind of calms you.
Yeah, that's different than this.
Is there anything on the list there, Puss? I mean, is it the same... You know, I can't really compare myself. I don't even know what this thing really is.
Yeah, this one's a list of common triggers. Whispering, scratching and tapping.
Moaning.
Bob Ross.
Well, Bob Ross is on there. Okay.
Pages turning.
Okay.
See, this could also fit in the category of stuff that drives people nuts.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yes.
Oh, personal attention. So someone, you know, like giving you a haircut or... A massage or something, you know, just that.
A release, a hand
calming.
Release.
Calming.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's one of them. That's calming.
Touching the head, it says.
Yeah, touch the head.
Somebody's rubbing your head.
Touch the head.
Scratching your vasectomy scab.
Concentration on a task.
Not on the list.
Touch the head.
ASMR triggers vary significantly. They can be visual, audio, or tactile. It's different from experiencing the chills or goosebumps when you hear a song that moves you or watch a scary movie, because those sensations are triggered by a strong emotional response.
Yeah, usually something.
ASMR is less emotional and more characterized by that deep relaxation that you feel. Not everyone, and probably most people, cannot experience ASMR. Touch the pickle, and I will experience it.
Apparently we say touch a lot here.
So I have heard about this for some time, and I've really, I'm not one of the people that it affects. I want to touch a dog.
All right.
I just did.
Yeah, I guess I don't get all tingly when
there was one in here.
When you touch me there. Yeah.
Touch myself.
I saw him in the hallway.
Yeah. So I did. So I'm actually curious about this autonomous sensory meridian response, or ASMR.
There's your sensory relay right there.
And
she touched my peppy Steve.
Apparently have it.
She touched my peppy Steve.
Maybe we should hear about it.
No. She touched my peppy Steve.
There you go.
Well, if you haven't experienced it by now, you're probably not susceptible to it.
Right? No, I'm not.
You're not open to that joy, Craig.
Yep.
I'm open to the joy. Yeah. Absolutely I am.
Yes,
but
Tyler,
just because I'm open to it.
Did call an Igloo cooler an IG-100.
That's an old joke.
As an ode to Sean Ganant.
Yeah, that's a joke.
Craig, can I touch your penis?
He said yes. Yeah, that's an old Sean Ganant joke, by the way. Also, once again, yesterday somebody heard me say that you were in Iceland for a court date, and that went viral. I love the fact that, even though I just said that, because one of the reasons we ever talked about it in the summer, I said, because Todd, it was a court date, and I just moved over real quickly. And I knew that would dig in there. I love the fact that nobody even questioned that. Like, well, yeah, I could see Todd had to go to Iceland for a court date. Like, that's like something, maybe, you know, didn't failure to appear in Iceland. You know?
I didn't even hear that.
I said it was real quickly, and then I saw emails the rest of the day. Well, what's up with Todd's court date in Iceland?
He violated Viking law.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
The giant inflatable colon that was stolen in Missouri has been recovered. You may remember we talked about the 10-foot, 150-pound tubular intestine that was stolen from the bed of a pickup truck parked in a neighborhood in Kansas City earlier this month.
Now, was this...
It was for, like, display purposes, right?
Was it a blow-up thing, or is it made out of plastic?
Inflatable,
Okay. You said inflatable.
It came from the University of Kansas Cancer Center.
Yeah. Bouncy colon for the kids in the yard.
It was supposed to be put out on display at a breast cancer charity a couple of days after it was taken. Police said that it was recently found in a vacant house. The colon is worth about $4,000 and used to teach people about colon screenings and the dangers of colon cancer.
Was it used as
Is there like a growth inside there that shows a polyp?
Like a haunted house?
Yeah. Like the haunted colon?
No, a vacant house.
Okay. And then a polyp jumps up and
scares you?
Yeah.
Goes, you scared me.
It
I
should.
Guess so.
The haunted colon.
That's what you really should be scared of, is polyps.
That's right.
20-year-old Sydney Allen. Sydney's a female.
That's the next thing you got to look forward to, puss. Shortly after your vasectomy, there's going to be a camera up your ass.
I think I got a few years.
I'm supposed to do that earlier now. Yeah.
Yeah, you should probably.
No, only if you have.
Yeah, I got no family history.
No, I thought they moved it up for everybody.
I think they did. Yeah. I think they suggested that you do it tomorrow.
Right.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
We got a camera in here, too.
Yeah.
Well, it may be true that at your age, you can still just send it through the mail.
What, your turd?
Yep. Well, no, you know, Dr. Mina was talking about this. We've talked about this recently.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a little swab will do. You don't need to send the whole thing.
Just last week.
We were talking about
that. We're looking for polyps up there.
Yeah, no, this still says 50.
Does it?
Yeah. Right.
Pooping in a box.
Even with no family history, no nothing, no signs, just 50 is when you should get the first one.
20-year-old Sydney Allen. Sydney's a female. She's out of Clearwater, Florida. She had her nipple piercings done back in June as a birthday present from her sister. I don't want to get into the weirdness of that, but not the point.
Yeah, buy me my nipples.
It really does. What?
Buy me.
What?
You bought Puss that Prince Albert he got
yes,
a couple
I did.
Years back. Yeah.
And the can. I don't know what that means.
Did they just hook that Prince Albert up to your chest then when you when they did a vasectomy? They had an easy hook on there. Cause they had the tape Todd straight up because I saw it. But they just had that Prince Albert on you, so just ran a chain to your nipple, right?
Like it wasn't already there.
Good point. The chain was already to the nipple. It was already up.
Don't the farm animals wonder what that is?
No farm.
On the farm? Yeah.
They don't accidentally hit the
That's
chain
right.
there.
Yeah. That's
that
right.
would hurt.
That's an Aerosmith cover.
Accidentally.
With the udder with the ring in it.
Aerosmith, right.
Get a grip. Yeah.
Yeah, it was get a grip.
You ever put a hook on it and just dangle it in the farm pond?
Yes, he does. I've seen that.
See if you get any nibbles.
Now he is a Prince Albert.
Should have put a ring on it.
Yeah.
So Sydney Allen's sister got her nipple piercings for a birthday present.
Two?
Yeah.
All right.
But they decided to keep it from their parents. Sydney told BuzzFeed
that
her mother,
hopefully Dad never sees them, yeah.
Yeah, her mother is a bit conservative on appearances and does not care for tattoos and piercings. So they didn't tell Mom. But it turned out that Sydney needed to go for a checkup at the hospital, and she needed a routine x-ray to check that make sure everything was okay. And she took her mom along for some moral support. And her mom saw the piercings because as the x-ray popped up, they were just right there.
Right there, yeah.
She couldn't help but see them on the x-ray. Sydney said that she and the doctor started laughing. Her mother didn't take it too well and just said, we'll talk about this later.
Is Sydney 18?
She's 20.
Well, she can do what she wants to with her nipples.
Well, yeah, but you still don't want to hear it from your mom.
Nope. I don't want to hear it.
She says, we'll discuss it later. But finally came around to the idea and, you know, sees that people can't see it. But it is amusing that that's how she found out.
Exactly.
Was on the x-ray. Oh, what do you got there? Sorry, Ma.
You're more amusing if she came in with a son's x-ray and Prince Albert hanging there.
Is the nipple piercing more just cosmetic or, you know, or some...
Is that
a
sexual thing?
Sensitive in that area.
Would it enhance the raft?
Yeah.
I think is what he's
go.
Asking.
There you go. I think nipple, whatever, wear what you want, but I think that's one thing on dudes that thing.
You know, we never see Tyler without his shirt off. We don't know.
No, you don't.
Maybe he's got, you know.
I get the
I'm given to believe that it increases the sensitivity and whatnot.
Yeah, that's my understanding, too. But I don't know that I've...
I get more sensitive than I already am down there.
Encountered that in person.
Oh, pull off a girl's bra, like in the old days, a new girl's bra.
And there's
the old days.
There's an old barbell between the nipples.
Or just a ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm looking at this x-ray.
I don't think so either. We saw it done once years ago in the studio.
That's
girl
right.
Girl was gorgeous.
Yeah, she was.
She was gorgeous, man.
Not only was
she
gorgeous.
Now, the tongue piercing.
I know, they were the best.
Right, I understand.
And we kept, Craig and I were going, why are you destroying these things?
Oh, there was that little drop of blood.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh. I was so sad for them.
Yeah, we pierced a bunch of girls in the studio years ago, including down there, which was really hardcore.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody do their tongue? Yeah, somebody did their tongue.
Yeah, we did boobs and vag.
Yeah. In the morning. That is my favorite show of all time.
Yeah.
The tongue is supposed to enhance.
Remember your son had that for a year when he was a young kid?
Yeah.
And he had that. I don't get the tongue one.
It just sounded like he had a swollen tongue.
The whole time.
Yeah, this says for many women it actually increases sensitivity.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not a, you know, not 100%, but it says anecdotal evidence says, many women do.
Okay. Then I'm all for them.
And then when women do the tongue piercing, it's supposed to enhance the sotong. I've heard.
Oh, yeah.
I've had experience.
Oh,
yeah. You can attest to that.
That was quick.
It's been a long time, but... Do you remember that?
Get your tongue pierced, honey.
No.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.